manifesting heaven on earth. Beloved one, let us speak now about a topic which is dear to my heart, and yours as well, a topic which you have invited me to discuss, to commune with you about. For indeed, it is a desire of your heart to see heaven manifested upon earth, and to know once again what you remember at a very deep level. You remember home, you remember heaven, and is there a very strong desire arising now within the Holy Child to see it manifest upon this plane? You desire to see the beauty of light once again as it was in the beginning, even upon our Holy Mother the Earth, and to behold the animals, the birds, the friends and companions in oneness again. You desire to behold once again the flowers, the trees, the abundance of vegetation surrounded and activated by the light of creation as you knew it in the beginning. You desire to see all things anew. You have asked to behold once again beauty in all of form, to behold radiance, and to bring forth all that heaven is, all that you remember home to be, and to experience it and to share it with the brothers and sisters while still activating form, no longer to believe that you have to lay down the body and go unto a far place in order to know heaven, for indeed you have done that countless times. You have raised up a body and you have expressed with the body until you have gotten tired, tired not so much of the body, but tired in the spirit, holding an imperfect image of self, and you have laid down that body, hoping that you would go unto heaven forever and ever, and you have. You have gone unto what your belief system foretold after laying down the body, and after a while you have chosen to rise up a new form, human or otherwise. Now you are desiring to know heaven right here, to bring the totality of home to this plane, to know love, to see it expressed in harmony between brother and sister, sister and sister, brother and brother, between all life forms, and to behold the great radiance of that love. What is coming in your days to come need not be a time of doom and gloom. There have been prophecies of such, and some of the brothers and sisters have accepted such prophecy and have said, "This is how it must be." And for them, indeed, there will be some of the upheavals, some of what they will see as tragedies. For they have decreed that that is necessary before they come to a place of worthiness to accept what is already theirs, to accept and to claim heaven. But you may, indeed, you must come to know heaven in gentleness. Now, some have asked me, "Well, Jeshua, if we were to bring heaven to earth, would it not blow all of the circuits?" And indeed, it will blow the circuits of the limitation of belief and the limitation of image. For your understanding of yourself will go beyond what has been known and accepted for a long, long time. But you have decreed at a very deep level that you are willing to know your totality and to express the light that you are in radiant form, in love, in freedom, in joy upon this plane. And that is what your days to come are all about. For indeed, in every moment you decree what you are going to experience. You call it forth, and then, as the habit of mankind or womankind has been, you sit in judgment of it, seeing it as either good or, more often, as lacking in something and not quite what you would like to experience. And yet it is exactly what you have asked to experience in order to see the blessing of it. You call forth everything that you experience, not as a judgment sent by a father afar off or by masters who would say that you need to learn something or that you are not quite good enough yet, so therefore you have to come through certain tests and trials. That is not it at all. You call it forth yourself in order to know your holiness, in order to know your wholeness, the totality of who you are, and to claim what you have previously seen to be separate aspects of yourself, to experience them and to integrate them into your awareness of the wholeness that you are. So whatever you experience, whatever you call forth, abide with it in the heart, in peace, and ask it, "What message do you have for me? Where is the heaven in this?" For indeed, heaven is not afar off. Heaven is right where you are this moment and every moment, as you choose to see it with the eyes of the heart. Many lifetimes you have had philosophies, theologies, which would explain in great detail what heaven is and how to reach heaven. And many lifetimes your ones in authority, known as the priests, or by whatever name they have been called, have told you that there is much of study, much of ritual, much of cleansing, much of purification, many trials to come through before you would be worthy to know heaven. And you, as the Holy Child, you have said, "Okay, I will experience this. I will say that heaven is somewhere a bit distant from me, so that I can experience how it feels to be outside of the kingdom, outside of heaven. And there has been no judgment by the Father of his holy child, for the child, being creative of nature, has dreamed many dreams and has listened to many stories, and has even given forth many stories. For you, as priest or priestesses, in what you would know as other lifetimes, have given forth much advice to the brothers and sisters as to how to attain the state of worthiness, so that when the body was released, the Father would accept you back into his house. Well, beloved one, you have never gone from the Father's mansion. You have experienced many rooms in the Father's mansions. This is but one of them. But you have never gone from your Father's kingdom. And you have never gone from heaven, except as you have chosen to turn the focus of your attention unto what you would call and judge to be other than heaven. For heaven is right with you. It is within, and you carry it with you as you, wherever you go. So it is not what you would see as a complex text to manifest heaven on earth, although it would be called a miracle. The miracle lies in the willingness to abide every moment in the peace of the heart, and to look upon everything that transpires with the eyes of love, with the eyes that say, there must be a wholeness of vision. And if you do not see it at first, ask to see with the eyes of the Father. The days to come are ones of heaven upon earth, for you have decreed that you have tried all the other ways of experiencing and expressing, and you have tired, as a child does of toys that they have outgrown, of the many different ways of knowing your creativity. Now you are saying, Father, I want to return as the prodigal son daughter that I am. I want to return to my Father's house, and I want to remember home in such dynamic expression, visible upon this plane, that all of the brothers and sisters who so choose may also witness and be part of the experience of heaven. What you behold as yet is but a fraction of the light that is radiating all around you as you. You have hints, you have clues. Ones have seen the aura of light around the form. You have seen the body that is laid down, the lifeless body, and you have seen that there is something missing. The body lying there, the raiment that you put on for a lifetime, is not activated by energy. What you are willing to do now is to bring more and more of that light that you are indivisibility into the very cells of the body, to allow more and more of the light to radiate so that it will be seen visibly even with the physical eyes. Already you have experienced the energy of brothers and sisters, for you have been in a group of people and you have seen one who is feeling a bit dejected, confused perhaps, a lot on the mind, weight upon the shoulders, and you have felt a heaviness of energy with that one. And you have been in a group where one has come in and has been most elated, most excited about something. You have a term for this. It is called turned on. Their light is turned on and it is visible. You can actually see the light around that one. You can see the love light in the eye. You can feel the light of the heart. You can feel the vibration which comes from that one. It is no longer a vibration that is held very close to the form, but it is a vibration which fills the whole room, and everyone in the room feels and has opportunity to be uplifted by that energy. More and more you will be allowing the light that you are, the light that activates the form, to be visible. No longer will the belief in separation be tenable, because you will see the light of one intermingling with the light of another and another. You will see the light fill all the space, and you will not be able to say that you are separate one from another, for your light will be in the same space and vice versa. Their light will fill your space. No longer will one be able to say the body is the boundary and that there is a separation between one. You have already experienced having an idea or a thought, contemplating in your mind, and one close to you has started to speak about the same topic, and you have said, "How did you know I was thinking about that?" They knew what you were thinking, for there is no separation. It is bodies that appear to be separate, but the energy that you are, the light that you are, the thought that you are, is one. There is no separation, even with brothers and sisters who would seem to be at a distant geographical location, as you hold that one in your heart, and as you think upon them, even though they be what you would see as miles away, they feel your love and your caring, and oftentimes the telephone will ring, and there that one will be speaking to you. There is no separation. Heaven upon earth will be the most visible manifestation of oneness. You will know yourself to be one with all creation. It will be most visible. You will know yourself to be one with the flowers that grow. You will sit, as you can do now, with a flower, and you can hear it unfolding. You can speak to the flower and ask the plant, the blade of grass, to share with you its story. And as you listen, you will hear a wondrous story that is not separate from you, for it is your story as well. All of what you have brought forth on the face of our Holy Mother, the Earth, is beautiful. It is there to remind you of your beauty and your oneness. And the time comes rapidly now for you who are of like mind and for brothers and sisters who are yet awakening, when there will be known that there is no separation. For even the ones who go about now in sorrow and in great confusion and in what you would call violence and conflict are calling out to know that they are loved and that they are love. You have known much of relationship based on the belief in separation, where ones have believed that they could act from a place of not knowing oneness with the brothers and sisters, and they could act with impunity. And yet they have enacted the drama in order to know that they are not separate from the brothers and sisters who have agreed to be servants, one unto the other, so that the brothers living in the belief in separation have opportunity to experience and know and come home once again. If you will receive it, the ones who have laid down the body in violence have agreed that they would do so as servants for all the brothers and sisters. And your heart has gone out to support the ones who are going through a seeming loss. If you will receive it, the events known as the bombing in Oklahoma City and the later destruction of the World Trade Center towers in New York are part of manifesting heaven on earth. Now there are many in your world who would not understand that statement and would say that it is heresy. What does he mean by that? What I mean by that is that there has been opportunity to look past the appearance of tragedy. You have allowed the heart to open, and you have witnessed a growing number of the brothers and sisters also opening the heart and extending support in many, many different ways. And you have looked upon these events with new eyes. Even what you call your press, your media, have reported on the selfless acts of love extended, rather than completely looking upon what has been judged to be bad. There is much of heaven that is being manifest even though seeming tragedy. As you allow yourself to abide in the heart with whatever experience comes to your consciousness, whatever experience you call forth, and ask to see heaven even through seeming tragedy, you manifest heaven on earth in that moment. Are you willing to look for heaven? You will find it. For long enough has mankind, womankind, looked upon the side of tragedy and separation, limitation and judgment of self and others. Now, as you are willing to look for the love that is in your experience, you will call forth more and more of that love. For indeed, whatever you shine the light of your countenance upon grows, as a tiny plant grows in the sunshine. Whatever you focus upon is what increases in your experience. Therefore, choose you heaven. As you do the moment by moment, all of creation rearranges itself to accede to your desire. How could it not? You are the one who is calling forth creation. As you have what is called a change of heart, creation changes and you behold miracles. Does it in fact change? Yes. It changes in your perception and it changes in truth, with a small t. For the truth is the truth of your dream. And no longer is there need to experience the unhappy dream. You have tried that over and over and you know it intimately. You have experienced the dream of sorrow and lack of limitation. You have experienced a dream of violence, brother against brother. You have experienced a dream that has been as a nightmare, and now you are saying, I will awake. I will arise and go again into my Father's house. I will live the adventure awake. All of creation will mirror heaven back to you as you are willing to abide in the heart of love and to look upon everything in holiness. Is this a miracle? Yes. The miracle is in the willingness of choosing. For the keys to bringing forth heaven upon this plane begin with the desire to experience heaven once again, to know it right here. That is what you have desired to do, and it is what you have agreed to do even from the point of beginning of time. You have desired to come to the experience of physicality, and to anchor your light upon this plane. And then the anchoring to realize heaven upon earth, the desire is very true and very real. You now are at a place of intention, the second key of manifesting heaven. You have said, I intend to know heaven right where I am. No longer will I feel that it is necessary to lay down the body and escape this experience in order to know heaven. I will put it off no longer. I intend to bring heaven to a conscious realization right here and right now. and then you allow it to be seen. For the third key is one of allowance. In faith and allowance you rest. You allow heaven to come into your awareness, and you look for it amidst all other appearances. The fourth key is one of surrender in knowing you have received. You no longer feel that you must make it happen. You surrender into the knowingness that has already been with you, as you, all the time. It requires no great complexity. You surrender to what has always been. You are your Father's holy child. You are the peace that you seek. You are the heaven you would manifest. Bringing forth now the deep abiding peace of the Father, the beauty of heaven, no love in all you behold. It is time. It is time because you have decreed that it is time. You are responding to your own wake-up call. You are responding to the very deep longing within the heart to know the peace and the love that you remember. For as I speak these words, there is a remembrance. You remember what heaven feels like. You have experienced and expressed heaven upon this plane, and you desire now to return once again to what you remember. Heaven is gentleness. Heaven is the strength of gentleness. Heaven is love, and you have felt love for one another. The love of the Father is unfathomable by the mind, but it is known in the heart. It is what comes forth in the tears of oneness. It is expressed through the eyes that look upon one another and no longer see separation or difference, but only see the oneness of understanding. That is heaven, and it is here right now. It can be no other place, for heaven is right where you are. And it can be no other time, for there is only the now moment. Every moment that you experience is, at that moment, now. Heaven is the truth of your reality, and it comes forth whenever you desire to know it. It is within your heart. It is within you. It is closer than hands or feet, closer than breathing, for breath is of the body. Heaven is of the spirit. Heaven is the peace of trusting in what is unseen and unknown. Heaven is the peace that passes the understanding of the world. Heaven is the hope of the vision that you hold within your heart. Allow yourself to remember that you are heaven upon this plane, and each time you look into the eyes of a brother or sister, each time you look into the eyes of a beloved pet, a companion upon the journey, and you behold the oneself, you manifest heaven in that moment. Heaven is a simplicity of saying, I have arrived. I am home. I am holy. I am whole. I am the love that I seek. Are you willing to look for heaven? You will find it.